so we can take our seats and we can call the Children and Family and Elder Affairs Committee to order for Monday, February 6th. Nikki, please call the roll and announce the presence of a quorum.
Chair Garcia.
Here.
Vice Chair Torres.
Here.
Senator Artiles.
Here.
Senator Broxson.
Here.
Senator Campbell. Senator Stargell. A quorum is present.
Thank you, Nikki. Members, we have a couple of bills on the agenda, which I'm sure you're going to all vote for. Senate Bill 358, which is the chairman's bill. I have no questions about it. It's a great bill. And then we have one by Senate Bill 172 by Senator Pasadena, which we're going to have a lot of questions on. So take it out on her, so I'll be fine. And then, members, we have a presentation by Esther Jacobo on human trafficking and what's happening in South Florida. Kathy Fernandez-Rondo, the state attorney, couldn't be here today. And then we will follow up with an update on the Federal Child and Family Service Review. Joshanda Guerre would be doing that presentation. And then prior to the presentations, we're going to have we're going to bring Secretary Carroll to give us an update on what's happening in South Florida with the tragic death of Nakia Varant. So with that, Senator Pasadena, you're not recognized because I'm going to go first. And I said you're not recognized. I'm kidding. Go ahead. Come on. Is this your first bill in the Senate?
No. I had the feminine products tax.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Was plenty.
Yeah, you got it out of your system.
And I will explain this so thoroughly that there will be no questions needed to be asked. Basically, Senate Bill 172 is a continuation of our efforts to streamline and revamp Florida's guardianship laws. This is three more issues to address. First is the notice and demand concept, and that is right now when a guardianship is commenced, the court appoints three people to interview the potential ward, and they come up with recommendations. They create a report. The report is given to the court. We had an appellate court case recently that said that report of the three committee members is hearsay, and we didn't want to mess around with the hearsay statute. So the problem is, if every time a guardianship is established, the three individuals have to appear in court, it'll cost a fortune, and basically paid for by the ward. So what we wanted to do is only require attendance by the three individuals if there's a problem, and that would be a notice by one of the interested parties. So that's what this bill does. It provides a notice, an opportunity to interview the three people only in those cases where there's deemed to be a problem. The second thing we're doing in this bill is, very interestingly, this is the only place in the law where an individual cannot file for dissolution of marriage, or the guardian can't file for dissolution of marriage without the consent of the other party. And so that obviously creates a problem, and what we're doing is allowing the ward the right to ask for a dissolution of marriage in cases where they're warranted, and that would go through the judicial system just like any other dissolution of marriage. And the third thing that the bill does is, believe it or not, there's a $6,000 cap on funeral expenses for a ward. Now, I don't like having a dollar figure in a statute. Doesn't make sense to begin with. So basically, we're giving the courts the authority, the ability, and the flexibility to authorize the guardian from paying additional expenses for the funeral for the ward. So those are the three provisions in the bill, and then there's one amendment.
Any questions, members? Seeing no questions, let's get to the amendment process. We have amendment bar code 141566. Senator Pasadena, you're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Basically, every year the guardians have to file an annual accounting of what they've done in the past and then a plan for moving forward. And so last year what we tried to do is create a scenario where they would be sort of a seamless transition, where they would file an account, plan, and then an accounting. But what happened was we inadvertently, and I'm part of it because I did that in the House, left a gap of 3 months potentially or guardians would have to file several different reports, all of which cost the ward money. So this amendment basically keeps the intent of the of what we did last year by providing that the reports will be due on the same dates, but if there is a gap for services, then the court's prior approval of a plan stays in place until the new one occurs. So we probably should have done this last year, but I think this will work better the way we're handling now.
Is there any questions, members? Seeing no questions, no objections, shall the amendment adopted without objection? We're now on the bill as amended. Any questions on the bill sponsor? Seeing no questions, we are now on public testimony. We have Sarah Butler.
Butters. I waited for
it. Butters. And we have Zane Smith.
ARP waves in support.
Thanks, Zane. We're now, any debate, members? Seeing no debate, welcome to close.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Wave close.
With that, Nikki, please call the roll on Senate Bill, Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 172.
Senator Artilles.
Yes.
Senator Broxson.
Yes.
Senator Campbell. Senator Stargell. Vice Chair Torres.
Yes.
Chair Garcia.
And with that, yes. Oops, I'm trying to get you out of here. And with that, shall the Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 172 report it favorably.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Now I'll pass over the gavel to the Vice Chair.
Thank you, Senator. Senator Garcia, you are recognized to explain the bill.
Thank you, members. And that Senate Bill 358 has to do with some. Last year we passed the Senate Bill 12, which really reformed the Baker Act and the Marchman Act for the state of Florida in our attempts to streamline the mental health process. And in that bill, there was language which designated allowed DCF to designate essentially receiving facilities instead of approve. So what this bill does, it changes the language from designate to approve, because there was some confusion with that, and it also requires to delete some provisions for report by the agencies. It also makes two changes to the acute care service database, which requires DCF to report adult and children's beds in crisis stabilization units separately. And the previous bill, we did them together, and now this one we're going back, reverting back to the previous law before Senate Bill 12 came about, which will now have to be reported separately, and that's what the bill does, members. Are there any questions on the bill? I have one appearance form here, Ms. Donna Duncan.
Hello.
Hi.
This is going to be really brief, maybe 3 minutes at the most. My name is Donna Duncan. I'm part of the advocacy
Duncan,
committee.
Can you put the mic down?
We want to say briefly thank you, Chairman Garcia, and all others who have worked for the bill the last 2 years and the 100 pages of legislation that are still being implemented. We especially thank you all for getting back millions of dollars for mental health, which has been cut in recent years. And we ask you to continue to pushing for more dollars for our overwhelmed mental health system. The needs are still so obvious in our community. I'm a consumer, and we still don't see peer specialists being hired, which makes sense because we have nobody to train them in no program any longer. I'm a volunteer guardian advocate for our Baker Act facilities here, and they are not supported at all. No expenses. Most patients don't get a guardian advocate. Again, we repeat what you have heard in our coalition testimony. Our Chair Dan Hendrickson and others in many hearings in recent years, please involve our customers and families in more policy making. And there is a little thing we say, nothing about us without us. And we just want to have the most input we can. And looking forward to some town hall meetings and get, you know, talk a little bit, not take up all the committee's time. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Duncan. Are there any questions for her?
No.
Okay. Is there any debate on the bill? None. Seeing none, Senator Garcia.